The Catholic Church has reacted with dismay to the UK government's decision to introduce a bill in Parliament next year to legalise same-sex marriage. The government's move comes after a three-month consultation on the contentious issue. Archbishop Peter Smith of Southwark is the chair of the Department for Christian Responsibility and Citizenship within the Catholic Bishops' Conference. Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges asked him if he was surprised by the government's intention to press ahead with this legislation, despite the strong opposition being expressed in many quarters.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, much earlier in the year, when the Prime Minister announced that this was going to be put on and that there would be a consultation, I had a meeting fairly soon afterwards with the Home Secretary, Theresa May, and it was one of the questions I asked her. I said, is this consultation about whether the government should legislate, or is it about just the nuts and bolts of a piece of legislation? And she said, the latter. So I questioned why they were then having a consultation, because it didn't seem to be much point to it if they've already decided to legislate. I also asked her at that point, I said, a key question is, I said, what gap in legislation will this proposed bill fill for same-sex couples, given that the previous government had passed the Civil Partnerships Act in 2005, which gave equivalent rights to same-sex couples entering a civil partnership as those who are entering a normal marriage, to which she could make no response whatsoever.
And one of the, shall we say, the most worrying issues also is the fears on the part of the Catholic Church and other Christian denominations that they would be forced or compelled to marry gay couples or to permit this to happen on their premises. Are you reassured by the government's promise that this will not happen, or do you fear it could somehow creep in at a later date?
No, I think, and I said this more recently to the Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, because that's where the government has decided in its wisdom to put this matter of gay marriage, that we've had government reassurances before, and all very well meant, I'm sure. But I said the same thing, exactly the same thing, occurred over the civil partnerships legislation. We were absolutely assured, and the government said there is no way that civil partnerships will be allowed in churches. And within 3 years, an amendment was passed through, or started in the House of Lords, went through the Commons to allow precisely that. So I'm not reassured by any government promises at all. The law in this country is established by Parliament, and any government can say what it wants. If the government changes in a few years, as it will, then a new government can totally ignore what the previous one said and put new legislation in. The Secretary of State for Culture, Maria Miller, has put forward what she calls a quadruple lock to protect the freedom of the churches not to celebrate such marriages in their churches. Now, we've only recently heard that as a statement. We need to examine that, and we will. But the point of the thing is, we've heard all this before, and I've said very clearly to the government that somebody is going to query this as being against the Human Rights Act, and it will inevitably, I think, go to the European Court of Human Rights.
There was also the fact that during this consultation, over 600,000 people signed a petition calling for the current definition of marriage to stay. But this doesn't seem to have been taken into consideration by the government, has it?
No, it hasn't. I mean, this is another thing we've criticised very strongly, that there has been no proper democratic process in bringing this legislation forward. Before the last election for the new government, there was nothing in any of the party, the main party's manifestos, saying they were going to put this forward. There's been nothing in the Queen's speech, and all future legislation, all the main parts of it, are always mentioned in that speech. So the whole process is ridiculous. They're not listening, and they said when they put out the consultation, the government, that is, that they wouldn't take account of numbers, only the points that have been made. I haven't yet been able to see the results of the consultation, We're getting that off the government website, and we'll be examining that in detail. But the whole thing is complete shambles. Nothing has been thought through. And the main point, I think, is, again, I have said to the Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport that they are avoiding the main issue. I said it is not principally at this stage about religious freedom. It's about the very meaning of marriage. No government has the right to change that fundamental understanding of marriage, which has always been, from time immemorial, that marriage is between a man and a woman. It's about the complementarity of the sexes. And all the social surveys, certainly in this country over the last 20 or 30 years, have reached the conclusion, and these are not Catholic researches, these are independent secular bodies that have done the research, that the best place to bring up children is in the stable environment of a married couple.
So why at this point do you think the government was so determined to push ahead with this legislation?
Well, that's a very good question, and a question which I've asked three times to the Home Secretary twice and again to Maria Miller. Why are you doing this? What is the point of it? And then they become very emotional and talk about they want to support people in loving relationships. And I said, but I love my brother. But I said, I don't want to marry him. And I couldn't marry him. There's no rationality about this, to my mind, at all. Which really makes me smile, because they're often accusing the church of not using reason. We've used more reason in a few weeks than they have over the last year.
So what can the church do at this point? Is there any way that this is not going to become law?
Well, we just don't know at the moment. There is a lot of support for this amongst many people, perhaps, in the country, and there is in Parliament, but there is also some very fierce opposition in Parliament, and that's come out in one or two of the pre-legislative debates. Why they're doing it, I don't know. We can't say at the present time whether it will go through. The government is saying that they will introduce a bill, not even a draft bill, but a complete bill early in the new year.
So are you planning any other action in terms of what the church can do at this point?
Oh, yes. I mean, once Maria Miller had made her statement in the House of Commons, Archbishop Nichols, who is the president of the Bishops' Conference here in England and Wales, and I signed a fairly brief statement, but rather blunt one, that we will oppose this legislation, and I've made that very clear to the Secretary of State as well. She seemed rather taken aback by that. But they can't seem to grasp that what they're doing is changing a fundamental unit of society, which has long-term effects in society. My concern is that, one of my concerns, is that the government is acting on a sort of short-term basis. It seems that they, particularly the Conservative Party, think they will get a lot more votes. I think the contrary is true. A lot of stalwart Conservative supporters have written to the Prime Minister and said, if you go ahead with this, you will not have my support again in the future.
So finally, just to sum up quickly, how much of an impact do you fear it will have on the future of marriage in British society?
Well, that would be speculative, really. We can't tell. But once you start tampering with such a fundamental institution of society, the bedrock of a good and healthy society, there are bound to be ill effects. What we will do in England and Wales is, in the new year, when we've examined all the documentation that's come out, and especially when we examine the bill which is going to be put forward, and we've got the possibility of very good expert advice from Catholic lawyers who will act pro bono for us, we will encourage all our people again to write to their members of Parliament. We will make it quite clear where the Church stands on this, and that we, as I've said several times, the government, we will oppose it right up to the last.
Similar dismay to the government's green light on gay marriage was expressed by Bishop Philip Egan of Portsmouth. He told Susie Hodges that he believes the government is making a terrible mistake by choosing to press ahead with this bill.
I think this is a terrible mistake. It's something that obviously is damaging to the very social fabric of our country. And it will also, of course, erode the Christian patrimony and the Christian values of England.
You said in a statement before the government actually came out and confirmed that it was moving ahead with introducing a bill in Parliament, that if the Prime Minister did proceed with his intentions on this matter, that it would have catastrophic consequences for the well-being and behaviour of future generations. Can you expand on what exactly you meant by that?
Well, if you ever travel in a bus and there's children on the bus, you know, and I say children, teenage children, you accidentally overhear their conversations. You can sometimes be quite appalled, obviously, by maybe encouraged as well, but, you know, sometimes appalled by attitudes and the sort of things that they talk about. And I just wonder for future generations exactly what this means by diluting and, in effect, destroying the traditional and the Catholic and Christian meaning of what marriage is between one man and one woman. What that will do to human relationships in the long run, especially for our young. Part of growing up is obviously about establishing one's identity, and that includes, of course, all those thorny questions for many of, you know, their sexual identity, and also the hard-won work really involved in becoming chaste, you know, fully integrating one's sexuality in a mature and psychologically balanced way in one's life.
Inevitable from the start that the government would press ahead with its plan to introduce a bill legalising gay marriage, no matter what came out of the 12-week consultation earlier this year?
Yes, I mean, I'm glad you've asked that because in many ways, I actually think this has not been an authentic consultation at all, because it started at the beginning with a desire to bring this in. And I do know anecdotally from local MPs that their mailbags have just been huge, you know, of people protesting at the whole idea. But that doesn't, there was a 600,000 signature objection to this that actually went in to David. It seems to have just kind of been swept aside, really.
So how optimistic are you at this stage that this bill can still be stopped?
I'm not very optimistic, but I am about to write myself to David Cameron. I feel a little like Thomas A. Becket dealing with King Henry II. I just hope and pray that he will listen to right reason and also remember his own baptism. And, you know, the vast majority of this country, I mean, even, you know, from the 2011 census, 6 out of every 10 people are Christian in this country. The other religious communities are against this bill. I just hope he will listen to what is the views, really, I would argue, of the vast majority of people.